You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca. Joins us this afternoon, Spec, how you doing?
Good, I was watching that catcher pitch to the Blue Jays. Didn't he get 8 runs in that last inning?
Yeah, it was kind of, I thought I'd seen that form somewhere before, and then I was like, oh, is that a young Mark Spector?
Oh, my God. Like, at first I thought he was throwing knuckleballs, because that's often what those, they just pull some guy off the bench, you could throw a knuckleball. But yeah. every pitch was fine. It was on the same path. They're 50-mile-an-hour pitches. Yeah. It was just BP. Like, the Blue Jays were just, everything went to the wall. Like, everything was a moonshot. If you're going to throw a position guy in, find a guy that can freaking throw 75 at least. Come on. Kind of embarrassing. I thought it was embarrassing. I thought it was just BP. It looked like the home run competition at the All-Star game.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And a few of the Jays took advantage of it. There's no question about it. But man, the Rockies are brutal right now. Like, they got a few good players, but Spec, you played ball, so I don't know if when it was getting like there's no mercy rule. So if it's kind of a mercy rule, is it just understood, hey, when your team's in that situation, you can swing away. So we're in that situation, we can swing away and no one gets upset.
Yeah. Like, listen, guys, like in the end, you know, if you're working on a contract, no one says, yeah, well, that 30th home run, I mean, home run number 16 of your 30 came off of that NOLA in Colorado that day. You know, listen, if they're going to put a guy up there that's going to feed you BP fastballs, you get to hit one out of the park. I have no problem. It's not like hockey, right, where you play, you know, you put the worst, you know, the fourth line out for a power play. Yeah. Baseball's not the same deal. It's not, we don't have, baseball doesn't have that, so to speak. I would say to you that any guy that only played at any level that I played at, we always had a mercy rule for things like that. So, yeah. And in fact, I heard the commentator, it wasn't Dan Shulman, I don't know who it was calling a game, but he even said, you know, maybe one inning, a mercy rule in the ninth when you're up by 10, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we should be talking about that.
Yeah, maybe. It'd be used rare, but I don't know. There's kind of something unique about it. You mentioned it. The guy's just throwing nothing up there. But to me, it was like, even Declan's like, why is he throwing like that? I'm like, it's a position player. Oh, so then you just kind of watch it. And, you know, you don't.
Even position players can throw a ball like harder than that.
Yeah. No,
I don't. I just felt like we've all seen a lot of position players come in and mop up games, and usually they have some pitch they've been working on they've had since they were a kid, and it's a little bit tricky, and you know, maybe they got something. Mm-hmm. This guy just threw the exact same pitch every single time. It was just a tee up time for the Blue Jays. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. We wasted enough time on this guy, but I doubt he gets the next assignment.
he might be getting, you know what, you're good,
we're gonna try somebody else.
Yeah, and that would make sense. For sure. Have you followed Mboko at all, her little Cinderella run at in this the Canadian Open?
Just in print and online. I have not watched any of it. So let's see what happens. How far along is she? What's she in today?
Well, she's down. She lost the first. She's down 1-0 in the set, but they're tied 3-3, I think, in the second set. So she's a little nervous in the first one, and she's got a really good opponent, but she's bounced back here and is playing a lot better. If she can win that second one, then it's just, you know what? It's just, who knows? It's gravy. It's an opportunity. I love stuff like this. She's a youngster. It's, you know, it's got to be a huge boost for her confidence. And then the key will be maintaining it, right? Like, because you can have, you know, we've seen, you know, like a one-hit wonder, right? In music and even in sports. And so you definitely don't want to be that. She's young and, you know, obviously has a lot of potential. So hopefully it continues.
Tennis is hard. Like,
tennis
players come from all over the world, man. And it's a hard sport to get a footing in. And Canada has had a steady stream, particularly on the women's side, of you know, Carling Bassetts and Eugenie Bouchards and the one that the girl from Charles.
Andreescu. Yeah, Bianca.
Yeah, right, Bianca, you know. Yeah. And hey, don't take it. Winning one or two tournaments is really, really hard. Don't get it taken the wrong way. but they never found a way to sustain, because it's just, you know, it's one thing to get there once, it's another thing to stay there. And hey, if this one's got a shot at it, I'll turn her on TV and cheer her on. Nothing like a Canadian in a sort of a different sport to get behind. I think it's usually kind of fun when that happens.
Oh God, yeah, I love it. And the fact that it's in her home country, like the whole crowd's behind her, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And now she's up 4-3. So hey, you know what? Hold serve twice, and she'd get to a third and final set, and then anything can happen, yeah. Which would be it'd be amazing.
I'll turn her on as soon as we get off the air. Everybody watch Rogers. Support your local Sportsnet sports writer. Preferably pay for cable if you can.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Why not? A few other things, Speck. As we were talking, the Daily Faceoff had an interesting article projecting 5 years down the road. And they projected the top 30 players in 5 years. And, you know, they still have McDavid as number one, but they had a lot of young guys coming in the top 10, right? Connor Bedard, Gavin McKenna. They had actually Jack Hughes and Quinn. Well, Quinn Hughes is pretty close right now anyway, but Jack Hughes, Connor Bedard, Celebrini. McKinnon and Draisaitl are both going to be 34 at the end of the 29-30 season, which by today's standards isn't really old anymore. But they had neither one of them in the top 20. And that's where I was like, I can't see that many guys passing Draisaitl and McKinnon in the next 5 years. Can you?
Nope. I'm with you. Not in hockey, not in two guys that are in their prime, two guys that I'm knocking wood, as I say it, have had pretty good bill of health. Two guys who are total superstars today. I mean, they're both in the top five players in the world. So, no, I don't see it. You said top 20, right?
Yeah, because they were ranked 21st for McKinnon and 23rd for Draisaitl.
Yeah, no, not for me. I mean, I guess anything's possible, but I'm a guy that I kind of err towards the guys that have done it already and that have proven it, as opposed to handing the mantle to a bunch of guys that haven't done a darn thing yet. I'm not saying they can't. But if you're telling me that there's going to be 18 or 19 of these kids that are all going to turn out and get better than Draisaitl and McKinnon when they're only 34, I got to see that before I'm going to believe it.
But. Yeah, I'm totally with you. Yeah, but I found it was a really good idea, right?
It's a good idea.
Projections are fun to kind of see what's going to happen, and you look at it and, you know, which guys are going to, you know, take steps ahead and which guys aren't. And, you know, the one thing that that stood out to me the most was they had no Europeans in the top 10. And I'm just like, come on.
Really?
Yeah. Like that part I found was, you know, a little interesting. There's just like, you look, David Pastrnak and Kaprizov right now, Kucherov are like, they're all top 10 players in the NHL.
They are.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I wonder in 5 years what that kid in Montreal, Demidov's going to be like. He sure did impress in the very short period of time he had this year, man. He looks like he's a substantially good player. So that'd be one European guy I'd be watching 4 or 5 years from now.
Yeah, they had him on their kind of honored list of guys who were close. Like they had Evan Bouchard just outside for the defenseman. And you know, we'll see. It's always fun. But 5 years, really, when I went back to 2020, and a lot of the guys who were top 10 in 2020 were the top 10 in 2025. So it's funny. We're always looking for the new best thing in sports sometimes, but it's hard, man. It is difficult to get in, right? Like by 2035, sure, there'll be lots. And some of the guys who are there, because there'll be some switch over, of course. But like Sidney Crosby wasn't even a top 10 scorer in 2020, and he was a top 10 scorer in 2025. That's just the great players are able to stay great longer now more than ever before. The truly great ones.
Well, and prime, a player's prime years have stretched further. Like during the time that you and I have been writing and covering hockey, you know, a guy's prime goes deeper now. It goes into the 30s now, whereas it used to be 30 was the start of downhill. And the end of a player's career is later, guys. There's more. I should look this up factually and give you, you know, evidence of it. But anecdotally, I think there's more really good players over the age of 35 today than there used to be. I think there's guys that carry in their careers. Guys like Patrick Kane is still an exceptionally good player. I think there's more of them today because training and Yes. The game's not as hard on you as it used to be. It used to be a harder game. It caused more injuries. There was more fighting through hooks and holds and all that stuff. I'm not saying it's an easier game to be great at, but it's a less taxing game today to play today. Oh. It's faster and it's better, but I think it's less physically taxing maybe for an old guy. Am I wrong saying that?
Well, I think there's that, but there's also just the advancements in sleep. And nutrition, and you know, they're all flying charter planes now. You weren't doing that in the 80s and the 90s, and but a lot of it is just comes down to the science, but a nutrition and sleeping patterns and so many things that allow you. I think today's player can maximize their high-end skill longer than they could before.
Yeah, and just physical fitness and not partying the way they used to party. And that's, I mean, I know it sounds like, they party. That may, you know, the guys used to have more fun. And frankly, it started with the advent of charter travel. You know, you used to get a bunch of NHL players after a game. They didn't have to get on a plane until the next morning at 10 in the morning. What are they going to do after a game? They're going out, man.
Yeah.
And then they're, you know, they're having fun. They're having some drinks. Then maybe the single guys are meeting girls. And, oh, boy, we didn't get as much sleep as we thought we were going to get tonight. And before you know it, you know, you're tired and not really – you haven't recovered from last night's game very well. Today's player, oh, my goodness, they get on their charter plane drinking some green concoction, get a full night's sleep, you know, and hit the gym in the morning. Like, physically – taking care of the body, it's gone light years in the last 15 years of the NHL.
Yeah.
Light years.
Yeah, well, the education for today's NHLer is just higher, right? They've been instructed on how they can, you know, maintain their stay in shape, you know, and even not even just drinking spec. Just look at the food intake and, you know, what they eat now compared to what they used to have pizza in the room. And I love pizza, don't get me wrong. But
well, they still do sometimes, which always amazes me. They still do sometimes. Well,
but
Jake.
Pizza and anything in moderation is okay for you, right? But they're not doing it all the time.
No, they still do this. And you know how I know that? Because sometimes when I'm coming back from doing my hit, there's still pizza in the room and everyone's gone and I steal a piece. So I can attest. I can attest that when the Oilers are on the road, they do have pizza.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Why not? Who doesn't like a good za? Get a Papa John's. It's fantastic. I would I would order it for sure. Try the ranch dressing instead of the tomato sauce sometimes, Spec. It's a good change of pace. So,
you know, when you're ripping off cold pizza out of an empty dressing room, you really don't have a lot of choice, Jake.
No, you're just taking whatever's there, right? Now, do you eat it cold or do you take it back and warm it up in your hotel room?
No.
Okay,
I'm going back to right. Usually what happens is I've gone off and done a TV piece. I've done something on TV or radio, and then I'm walking back to my computer to pound out a column, and I'm like cutting past the dressing room because that's the route. And I'm like, hey, I think there's pizza in there.
Good nose. There you go. Love it. Spec, when you get off, you can watch the in Boku. She's up 5-4, so she got a shot here. She got a shot to see if she can
put it on right now, brother.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good